Frank's left.
Morning. We will call this committee of the Rules Committee to order, and I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Wednesday, April 17th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
I would move the minutes, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? No discussion to the minutes? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Wednesday, April 24th. We are proposing Senate File 4579, Representative Hollins, substituting the House language, residential building shared metered utility service provided for. House File 4661, Representative Wolgmont, Workers' Comp Advisory Council Policy and Technical Bill. House File 3800, Representative Norris, Minnesota Cooperative Housing Act. House File 3204, Representative Moeller, regarding domestic relations. House File 2895, Representative Scott, spousal maintenance modified. House File 3304, Representative Weens, military veteran sentence report required. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Wednesday, April 24th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. That is our agenda for the day, but in our non-agenda portion of our meeting, Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the meeting we had yesterday with a bit of an update on the building project. But after that meeting was adjourned, I heard a rumor that the archaeological work on the site may result in a delay to the project. Do you have any information about this very expensive project that may be delayed and keep us confined to the Centennial Prison longer than expected?
Representative Torkelson, I don't have information on the timeline. I believe you did get information confirmed to your previous question that there is archaeological work going on at the site, but that would be an appropriate question for the Department of Administration.
I will be asking them, Mr. Chair.
All right. Well, members, that is Representative Robb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just following up on that, so then is the Department of Administration in charge of these delays, or if there's change orders needed, are they the ones who are making these decisions, or is it the Rules Committee and the Speaker?
The Department of Administration is overseeing the construction project. Members, that is our Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just really quickly. So yesterday we had toxic fumes that filled at least the second floor. I don't know if those toxic fumes, they're up on third floor too. I don't know if they're up on your floors too. But there was heavy equipment that was put right in front of the intake for fresh air in front of our building, which is a big hazard when you're trying to do construction when you still have habitation, which I had concerns about from the beginning. I actually had to move from the north side of the building to the south side of the building just for my own health because it was affecting my health in a severe and terrible way. And so my question is, since we are forced to habitat this building or be in this building while they're doing construction, what is being done to make sure that we're not asphyxiated in this building? I know staff and other members that ended up sick last night, and some are still sick this morning from these toxic fumes from the construction on the north side of the building. Can you let me know exactly what's happening and how are we safeguarding the health of all of us in this building that we're forced to be here while there's construction outside?
Thank you for bringing that to my attention, Representative Rarick. I hadn't heard that. That's very concerning. So I will follow up myself with Department of Administration and see what their awareness is of the situation and what we can do to prevent that from happening again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, because that's completely unacceptable. I mean, this is beyond the pale. That's more than what we've been discussing this whole time. This is putting people's health and lives at risk. And you know that when you fill a building full of diesel fumes, it is, and we actually have some pregnant staff too, Mr. Chair, that we should be gravely concerned about that are on the north side of the building. So this has now become a very, very serious health issue. It was a health issue for myself, and I was moved so that I could continue to work here. But now this has gone beyond the pale. This is, you cannot have big diesel equipment running right in front of our intake vents and sucking it into the building and basically, you know, fumigating everybody inside. So this is a really big concern. I'm sad and I'm frustrated that you didn't even know about it, because certainly the second floor and third floor were just filled to the rim with diesel smoke and fumes. And like I said, we still have people sick today because of it.
I'm glad I know about it now. I agree it's unacceptable, so I'd be happy to follow up. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate Representative Rarick bringing that to the attention of this committee. I think that does highlight the need, although I appreciate the meeting that you held for just a few of us yesterday with an overview of the project and where we're headed. I think that does highlight the need that while we are still in this building, we do need regular updates and making sure that the health and safety is protected of everyone that is in this building, both those that are working, the elected people, and then also the public that is in here. Regular updates from the administration, knowing that this falls under the responsibility, is an important piece of the project as we go forward. And I hope that you would entertain that idea of bringing them in for regular updates, possibly scope at a weekly basis, just a very brief update, but the scope for the week, and then if there are any possible concerns of the portions of the building that we may need to vacate during this time in our last 5 weeks.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you all. That is our business before the committee, and we are adjourned.